Next is chapter 6 of Runa Antelis, named The Messenger from the White Brotherhood, Sorumes. Now the priority is to start applying the teaching that I have given you for the conscious control of each of your bodies. This will allow you to access a new order of experiences that begin today with the presence of the Master of Earth's White Brotherhood. He is Sorumes, who will join us shortly. It was arranged for me to assist you in a detachment of your astral body for you to consciously astral travel to that plane of manifestation where it has been decided to prepare the conditions for this encounter. For now, just close your eyes and try to relax. Following Zenon's suggestions, I began to relax every part of my body by slowly visualizing, mentally messaging, massaging and energizing them until they were completely relaxed. At this moment, my senses perceived a sudden apparition of a presence which was accompanied by a very delicate aroma of flowers. Something then grabbed me by my left arm and started to pull on it very softly, making me feel a strange sensation of vertigo until, all of a sudden, I incorporated myself. I was greatly surprised when I recognized Zenon's presence in front of me. As always, he was smiling as he pointed to the sofa on which I had been lying. Everything was very strange, especially to be able to see that between the body in apparent sleep and myself was a cord of light, the unbiblical cord that Zenon had previously told me about. This time I noticed a much stronger luminescence around him. Also, in contrast to the physical contact we had had, he was wearing a type of metallic suit very similar to those used by scuba divers. "Certainly," he began to say, "how you can corroborate the existence of those dimensions and planes in which man develops. These are states that your humanity will get to know and be able to manipulate as time goes by. Now I am connected to this room through a non-physical projection. It is a projection of light that could be classified as the gift of ubiquity, or the faculty of being able to be in two places at the same time. What you are now seeing is a luminous replica of my image, which is directly controlled from a nearby place where we are monitoring all that is taking place to prepare the encounter with the Elder." Then I thought, "Zenon, you have spoken much about this moment, and now many questions come into my mind, and about what truly is the internal government of the White Brotherhood, and who are the elders that you say I will get to know. Listen attentively," he replied. "The elders have been waiting for you since the beginning of time, because they have always been and will always be, as long as there is life, even in the last stars of the heavens. This is because the elders are one with the elders are one with the profound, and the profound is one with them. when this planet was conceived, they were conceived along with it because they are where the work of the omnipresent Creator is, in contemplation to His creative directive. When the elders of the ages of your world speak, even the last stone in your planet will vibrate and be startled because nothing escapes from their knowledge, and there is nothing that has lived without their knowing about it. Everything is written in their luminous consciousness, and it is here that they have opened the doors of the temple of the cavern, in order for the wisdom of light to operate in your lives. Now it is time to know how many of you have opened your own door for the light of the elders to operate upon you. They protect your humanity with the seal of the light in their work, with a will to serve in their surrender, and with the knowledge of life in action. In this way, they have created the solid foundations for your approach by making their infinite hearts vibrate until they inspire yours to take on the light that motivated and vivified them. There was a time in which, because of the elders, man was one with God, the omnipotent and omnipresent Creator, and by being one with Him, he was one with His wisdom of love, with His wisdom of truth, and with His creative wisdom. All of these qualities operated as a single entity in man, who at that time, having knowledge of the divine will, received each day and each instant the guidelines of the highest. They lived in the conscious and ever-present light, and were active in unison with it. And this light, as a wonderful source of life, was presented in the manifested presence of the elders. They represent this world, the active white brotherhood, because they promote all the positive changes directed to the development of the human race. They have inspired great thinkers, philosophers, scientists, and even politicians to generate thoughts capable of incentivating such great transformations. Nevertheless, as a product of law of polarities, there also exists a negative energy force, which is manifested in beings that work both consciously and unconsciously for the destruction and ignorance of man. Each of you is influenced by both forces on a daily basis according to your purposes. If they are for the good, you will receive the loving protection of many beings of light, while if they are not, you will be influenced in a negative way. I was somewhat astonished by what he had said, and, as always, noticing my puzzlement, he proceeded to explain, "Do not be alarmed. The entire universe is one source of energy that is divine and emanates from the highest and supreme Creator. Since the purpose of creation is to evolve in planes of development such as yours, the existence of darkness within the theater of life is necessary for you to value the meaning of the light. Do keep in mind that we are always speaking of the same energy that, as everything, has its natural balance in the two polarities, depending on how it's going to be used. As such, through the multiple lives it takes each of you to travel through these dimensions, you learn to awaken and to control the light of truth, becoming worthy to aspire to greater levels of knowledge, life and evolution. You can now see that each man, whether aware or not of this reality, is part of the Great White Brotherhood, inasmuch as his goal is to return to superior states of harmony and light. When one has been able to understand this, one is contacted by beings that help in one's growth and evolution as emissaries or as masters of the light in the physical plane. They reside in completely secure places in the different continents of your world. These places are removed from all urban centers and are completely inaccessible unless one has been called to them. We keep close ties with these monasteries of inner retreats, and it is in them that the knowledge of your humanity is kept in the seven plates that constitute the book of those with the white robes. Master Soromes comes from one of these retreats that is, in fact, protected in the Andean sector where we are. From what I see in your memory records, you have already heard about these retreats. And it is true that in another time there was one located in the Himalayas of Tibet. This was a place where various schools of truth were found. They were located in retreats where only those who loved the divine light could arrive. But shortly before the Chinese invasion of Tibet, all the positive emanation from the Great White Brotherhood was transferred to another existing inner retreats, where the conditions that would come before the arrival of the new time were prepared and waited for. Yes, these other retreats are located in the American continent, and here all of this irradiation is concentrated in the Andean mountain range, especially between Peru and Bolivia. Such a transferring of irradiation and work has been possible because for millions these centers were developed in natural energy centers that, as a whole, mirror those found in your body. They are like vital glands for the development of the planet. Now you can understand that, just like a man, each world is also very independent state of life in which many levels of evolution and manifestation unfold. Similarly, throughout the world are found these magnetic centers of focal interest where small populated centers are developed. They form inner retreats from which the development of positive events for your humanity are controlled by beings of light or masters who, through time, have awakened their consciousness and are in service of truth. They are the ones who will directly intervene in your preparation, which starts with encounter experiences as a product of what you have already lived in the astral plane or in dreams. Although you do not consciously remember these events yet, in time you will begin to recall them, and this will be an ideal complement for the preparation that will be implemented in you. Then I asked, in other words, when we enter the dream state, we astrally project in an unconscious manner? Exactly. When a person goes to sleep, he detaches himself from the body and unconsciously experiences an astral journey which is used to further the experiences that correspond to him in the astral plane. Here is the first the real contacts with the emissaries, the masters, and members of the White Brotherhood are begun. In such a state, these beings prepare the road for future encounters and experiences in both the astral and physical planes. Therefore, this process of contact with them is accomplished in three stages. First stage is an approach through the astral plane during the dream state in order to create awareness. It is generally lived in an unconscious manner by most of you, and what remains in many cases is only a vague memory that you received something. Second stage, this is a set of programmed or pre-arranged conscious encounter experiences similar to the one you are living now. These conscious detachments lead you to a process of contacts in the next level. Third stage, it consists of physical encounters, a contact which, of course, is different in each particular case according to the needs and purpose of the assigned mission. In other words, you can be called to approach the inner retreats in a physical manner, or you can be someone to places in which we would be waiting for you. This case is like during the experiences you have gone through where there is a close encounter with us. Now pay attention. When you said this, right there in the room next to Zenon, the presence of another being began to materialize. It first looked like an intense white light, then it took the shape of a human silhouette. It was Soromis, on whose face you could clearly see the features of an elderly person. His hair and profuse beard had plenty of gray, emphasizing his mature age, which also showed a firm but serene expression. His most impressive feature was his eyes, which sustained a strange iridescence of luminosity that gave him a kind of an millenarian appearance. When I fixed my attention upon his brilliant eyes, I heard the following in my mind. My dear son, you heard what was said, and saw it come to pass. That which is only at the reach of those who learn to see, not just with transitory eyes, but with the eyes of the heart. We know of the feeling that seizes you and of the difficulty that you are now going through. It's a test presented before you for you to understand that the engagement you have agreed to is for the purpose of orienting the mission towards the preparation of what must be a solid bridge of light between the great white brotherhood and humanity. You are beginning to personally experience the reality because of the distance already traveled, and because it's a necessary for that which remains ahead. My mandate is to give you the keys to the inner knowledge that can open the great door attached to the wall of your consciousness. In this way, light will expand and you will be able to integrate yourselves to a level of love existing in the brotherhood of the star. Maintaining a state of balance with an awakened Christ consciousness or a consciousness of love. The fundamental basis of the universe is love because God is love. You see, for love, the universe was created and nothing in it is made without love in its essence. Love is the greatest expression of the eternal one manifested in one great cosmic energy, the Christ energy, as a state of consciousness manifested in all forms of creation. Therefore, you are made of a flesh that contains the breath of life. You are made of light from suns and suns and suns from universes. And as such, only by cherishing love itself or the creation can you consecrate to the Father. Know that the society of the Father is based on His principles, and that the society of man is based on the principles of man. To which do you want to belong? You had to wait 2,000 years to finally understand, not only with the mind but also with the heart, that you possesses the most important key, which, being the first principle of life, will give you access to the deepest knowledge. It is to love good above everything else, and those who surround you as you love yourself. Through this principle you can finally soar to the highest states of your own being. Such is the law that must soften your heart and open the door to the light of the atom of life that dwells in it. In this way, you will gain access to the finer inner retreat, the first spiritual sanctuary of your own heart. It is in the heart where all the subtle bodies of man converge and diverge, and where the essence of the self is concentrated, ready to be expanded and incentivated in order to awaken in you a wonderful Christ consciousness of light. This is possible as long as you allow your steps to be guided by the supreme truth of the omnipresent Creator that lives within. My son, feel how every second the light flows from your heart, filling you with the energy of life, awakening all your faculties and raising you to the highest reaches of your consciousness for a glorious encounter with your inner Christ. This state of consciousness will only be reached when the ego is transcended from within, when you surrender to the divine service, dedicating in the name of that pure and renovating love to find your complete illumination. Visualize the pink color when you want to feel this flow of energy that represents the heart in a state of surrender, of expansion, and of growth. See and feel how from your heart and with the color you start to cover your entire physical body and the bodies of light. In this way you will start to feel yourself like a great sun that, little by little, reaches and illuminates every place, person, and life manifested in this earth. Like this, you will help to appease some of the human's pain using your creative consciousness, and you will polarize evil for good, illness for health, and all disharmony for balance. It is very necessary for you to gain access to the first spiritual sanctuary of your own heart in order to enter the temple of the inner retreat to which you have been called. Remember that this goal will be met in direct measure to the level of intimate communion with your being. Prepare in this way the conditions for a future encounter between us, an encounter which I envision will take place soon at the beginning of your ancestors' new year, that is during the winter's solstice. It will take place in what you know as the doorway of the sun. Slowly the master's image began to vanish over so delicately and in an intense light until it disappeared completely. In the meantime, my attention was focused on Zenon, who had remained expectant throughout the encounter. "Now, do you realize," he said, "that the best contribution you can give to your humanity is that your own personal change by opening your heart and meditating upon it until you reach your origins and reason for existing. If you do this, you will discover that by opening your heart to other, it will also be open to the cosmos. Never deny to anyone that which you carry within, because there are many needy ones that anxiously wait for your help. Moreover, consider the following. You are the exact measure of what you give, and if you do not give, it is because you haven't yet learned that nothing belongs to you. Also, one cannot receive without giving, or arriving without searching. Everything demands an effort, and every effort will bring you either a spiritual or a material satisfaction, always following the law of cause and effect and of reciprocity. Then I told him, what does this new phase of preparation for approaching the masters suggest to me? That you experience your path as though it were the only thing in your life, that you live your life as though it were the most important one of your existence, that you exist knowing that you begin as a drop of rain and end up as an ocean, that you are small but can become immense. Take as an example the ocean. It turns the hardest rock into sand. It creates life and also produces millions of tiny grains, which are similar yet different to each other. See, each of you is sand, ocean and rock. You are wind, sun and rain, air, earth and fire. You are children, men, and also drops of water in magnitude and expression. You are everything that has ever been and everything that will ever be. We expect you to live the wonderful universal manifestation inside of you, finding your ocean, your rock and your grain of sand, until you synthesize everything into one within the ways of love. Look around you. Where are you? Look at your world. What do you do? Grow, my dear brother, by loving everything that surrounds you and everything that you are. Discover the wonderful manifestation of the profound in all of your being and demonstrate to yourself that you have learned the lesson. Find love by giving it to others, allowing our Father to manifest His perfection to everything you do. Make yourself simple in what you think, because no truth that comes from the Father is complicated. You only need to live in order to understand it, and you do not even need to say it because it has already been said. This truth is inside everyone, from the grain of sand to a vast ocean. You are made as men and as little birds at the same time. You are made as the sun and the moon, peace and storm. You are also calm, but above all, love. Wherever He is, you are, because you come from the one God, from the Father, their profound love. Understand that you are in the totality and each particular thing at the same time. Begin with the smallest and you will arrive to the end, where very soon is eternity. We shall meet in the same ocean. There our streams will finally empty in the one and eternal truth, which is God, the profound love. That was end of this chapter 6. And next chapter and more will be on other separate audio files.